The Indonesian defense minister has said that the perpetrators behind the deadly car bomb attack on Jakarta's Marriott Hotel received training in Pakistan and Afghanistan from Al-Qaeda bomb-making experts. Unsurprisingly, no actual evidence was offered for this. Indonesia has had a long history of human rights abuses, including East Timor. British farmers are turning their back on organic produce, despite booming consumer demand, says the report. After a rush to convert, there now appears to be a crisis of confidence about the long-term viability of organic farming. Protests against the military government in Burma have taken place in several countries to mark the 15th anniversary of the crushing of pro-democracy demonstrations. Protesters in Thailand, Malaysia, Japan, South Korea, Australia, India, Bangladesh, and the UK called for democratic change and the immediate release of opposition leaders who have been in detention for 2 months and more. It's hovering around the 35 degrees Celsius mark out there, so make sure you're drinking lots of water. Whilst the CERT people always like to chat, they'd rather not do so whilst you're passed out from heat exhaustion. Camp News, we've got a notice board here. Post up your news, a few people more have done so. Or phone us here or email me at subethernews@hushmail.com. We need some more angels to help around the camp. Without the angels, none of this would be possible, so come, go give them a hand, go round to the angel tent, that'd be cool. In the Hack Centre, please pick up your rubbish. It's beginning to get a bit of a mess in there. We've got some announcements about lockpicking. There's all sorts of special courses today. There's a beginner's course in English at 12 and then alternating English-German for the rest of the day. At 1 o'clock, there's an advanced course on how to make a key just out of impressions from a lock. At 3 o'clock, that's 1500, there's a French workshop with a French native speaker. And at 5 o'clock, 1700, a women-only held by women for that special female touch, no men are allowed. If you're feeling a bit hot and dry, there's an anti-dehydration campaign. Go to the Valland Village, and for those of you who are poor, you can take an empty bottle and a smile and get a litre for free. Thanks go out to Garrett for that one. And now the network news. Everything seems to be running well, especially considering how loaded areas of the network are. Respect out to the Knot guys, keep up the good work.
In a pretty cabinet, Anthony cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette, a building a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well versed in etiquette, extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam. To blow your mind. Ooh, recommended at the price. Insatiable and appetite. Wanna try? To avoid complications, she never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Little man from China went down to gauge her mind. Forgot she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of class. You're absolutely dry. She's out to get you. She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind. You recommended at the price, insatiable and appetite. Wanna try?
Oh, listening to Radio Sabitzer from Sweet Mountain Setting Orange, 88.3 MHz, the official camp radio station. You can call us via the internal DAC network 5555 or from external the 033-438-642-246. And don't forget to dial the international prefix for Germany. If you've come from somewhere out of Germany, there it's 49. Listening to Radio Sabitzer from Sweet Marine to Setting Orange, 88.3 MHz. If you want to call us, our phone number is 5555. Our external phone number is 033-438-642-246. Thank you. relaxing tunes after this Good Morning for Kyla show. And I hear soon we will have some interview with the guy who is powering his notebook by his own feet on a bike. I'm very curious.
Ситуация СОС, я себя не пойму, ты откуда взялась? Почему, почему она тебя повелась? Включается свет, я куда-то лечу. Без тебя меня нет, ничего не хочу. Это медленный яд, это сводит с ума. Они говорят, виновата сама.
Listening to Radio Sub-Ether from Sweet Morning to Setting Orange 88.3 MHz. Our phone number is 5555 or external 0334386422246. And I'm very glad to hear the people here talking about internationality. So, you know, at the camp you get to know very many people from Germany, from England, from the Netherlands, and from everywhere in the world. And I think this is a very, very important and very one of the good things of this camp is to get international with and get in touch with people from everywhere, so around the world from Daft Punk.
Thank you. Around the world, 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 around
listening to Radio Sub Ether 88.3.
Or whatever.
Welcome to it's almost the end of the show. What's your problem, man?
Isn't this over yet?
No, it's not over yet. They still got the rest of the show to go.
Whatever.
That's so cliche crap, saying whatever. I can't believe you.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's just stupid. You can sit here and say whatever at me all show, and you may think you look cool, but it looks really dumb.
Yeah, whatever, dude. I don't know. Whatever, you know. I got the tude now, you know? Whatever, I don't care, you know? It's like, just whatever, I'm letting it happen, I'm freewheeling.
Dude, if your attitude doesn't change, I'm just not gonna do the song with you.
Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. Then this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall, and this girl comes up, and she's all like, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. 'Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And then it's 3 a.m., I'm on the corner wearing my leather. This dude comes up and he's like, hey, punk. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then I'm throwing dice in the alley. Officer Leroy comes up and he's like, hey, I thought I told you. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then up comes Zaffo. I'm like, yo, Zaffo, what's up? He's like, done. I'm like, that's cool. 'Cause this is my United States or whatever. And this is my United.
You're listening to Radio Sub Ether or whatever. On the field is Ingo. Hello, Ingo. Are you there? Ingo? Ingo. Hello, Ingo? I can't hear you.
Oh, you can't hear me?
I can hear you.
Great.
Great.
So, well, I'm here live behind the Hacker's Temp.
And at the back entrance. And with me, joining me, is Sirius. Sirius, you have a very interesting project here. Sirius, du hast ein sehr interessantes Projekt hier aufgebaut. Was genau ist das?
Also das Projekt nennt sich Strampeln für Strom. Es soll dazu dienen, halt, dass man die Kraft, den Strom, den man für einen Laptop halt braucht, selber erzeugt. Und zwar, dass man den nicht nur selber erzeugt und dann später halt am Laptop arbeitet, sondern wir wollen es letztendlich so hinbekommen, dass man gleichzeitig treten und tippen kann, also nicht nacheinander.
So you have here a little generator where you can sit on something that looks quite like a bicycle and produce your own electricity for your laptop while you are doing a lot of work to do so. So why do you do such kind of strings? I mean, here are wall plugged everywhere. Here's everywhere electricity. Hier gibt's doch überall Strom aus der Steckdose. Warum macht denn sowas?
Ja, naja, gut. Einerseits, es geht ja auch darum, halt von Netzen unabhängig zu sein. Und ich meine, man kann die Sache ja auch nicht nur auf die Funknetze beziehungsweise auf irgendwelche Softwareprodukte oder sonst was beziehen, sondern auch halt auf den Strom, den man braucht. Es könnte rein theoretisch ja auch mal sein, dass das die Energie nicht mehr so ganz günstig ist. Ich meine, in Deutschland ist es schon relativ teuer, aber trotz allem haben wir denn eine Fallback-Möglichkeit. Und die andere Sache wäre natürlich, es gibt Länder, die können sich Energie nicht unbedingt leisten.
So there are two reasons. First of all, you want to be independent of the normal electricity network. And secondary, there are still some countries where electricity is much too expensive or simply not available. Yes, maybe you can explain something about what these strange things are made of. So it's an old bicycle and a generator I see here and an old battery. So ich sehe hier also ein altes Fahrrad, einen Generator und eine Batterie. Was genau sind denn das für Teile?
Also das alte Fahrrad ist halt ein altes Fahrrad. Über das Hinterrad dieses alten Fahrrads, was umgekehrt montiert ist, wird der Generator angetrieben, was eigentlich ein Motor ist. Ein Motor lässt sich auch als Generator betreiben. Dieser lädt eine Autobatterie im Moment. Die Autobatterie soll dann als Zwischenpuffer dienen und letztendlich soll dort der Strom für den Laptop draus entnommen werden.
So here is an old bicycle fit up on the wrong side and well, not really a generator, it's in fact it's an old motor that can also be used as a generator and an old battery from a car. This car battery is loaded from the energy from the generator, which is in fact a motor. And this energy can be used for the laptop. And one last question. So how much work do you have to do for keeping your laptop up and running? Wie viel muss man denn strampeln, damit der Laptop überhaupt funktioniert?
Also man kann es so ungefähr vergleichen mit einer Geschwindigkeit halt so, wenn man so auf ebener Strecke fährt, sage ich mal so, ungefähr so von 22 bis 25 Stundenkilometer. Es ist aber hier alles noch verbesserungswürdig. Es ist ein provisorischer Aufbau. Es arbeitet noch alles noch nicht im optimalen Wirkungsgrad. Da sind wir noch am Tüfteln. Wir brauchen noch andere Übersetzungen und etwas anderes Equipment. Und es wird dann eventuell zum Kongress fertig.
So this is not everything up and running yet, it's still the building process, but you can compare it with a bicycle speed about 25 kilometers per hour from the amount of work. So that's all from here, from outside the camp building. Thank you for joining us live from the back entrance of the Hack Center.
Thank you, Ingo. And you already said where it is, that it is at the back entrance of the Hack Center. So if you want to see the sky with the spike, I think it's a very cool idea, go to the back entrance of the Hack Center.
We'll be right back. to knock on the dog's wall. A friend no longer live, I had forgotten.
Zeit und du sagst, Na, ich weiß nicht, stimmt das? Fahr doch mit mir nach Italien. Wir verstehen zwar kein Wort, aber lieber mal da nichts verstehen, als nur bei uns im Ort. Dann denk ich mal was anderes, als immer nur an dich. Denn dass viele an dich denken, bekommt mir nicht. Am nächsten Tag bin ich so müde, ich pass gar nicht auf. Und meine Freunde sagen, Mann, du siehst fertig aus. Alle Fenster mit Gardinen, ich geh alleine durch die Stadt. Ich frag mich, ob mich jemand liebt, meine Telefonnummer hat. Warum immer alle Fernsehen, das macht doch dick. Ich stell mir vor, ich wär ein Fuchs in einem Zeichentrick. Dann denk ich mal was anderes, als immer nur an dich. Wenn das viele an dich denken, bekommt mir nicht. Am nächsten Tag bin ich so müde, ich pass gar nicht auf. Meine Freunde finden, ich sehe fertig aus. Dann denk ich mal was anderes, als immer nur an dich. Was viele an dich denken, ach, das bekommt ihr nicht. Ja, dann denk ich an was anderes, als immer nur an dich.
You're listening to Sub-Ether Radio 88.3. Our phone number is 5555 from the internal camp network, or 033-438-642-246 from the external phone network. Radio Sub-Ether from Sweet Morn to Setting Orange.
WBCN, who's this?
Hey, this is Brad.
Now, who's your favorite artist? Who do you want to hear?
Well, my favorite artist right now is Fat Boy Slim. That guy kicks ass.
How tremendous is Fat Boy Slim?
The band of the 90s, if you want to call it a band, because it's a one-man name.
Wow. Fat Boy, and you want to hear that new Fat Boy song?
Absolutely.
Which one?
The Funk Soul Brother. Check it out.
Sing it. I don't know which one.
Right about now. The Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother.
So there's Ingo out there. Hello, Ingo. Are you there?
Hello, Nibbler.
Well, where are
I'm
you?
I'm standing here now live at the back entrance, but inside the Hack Center. And right here we have still going on the Lego Mindstorm Robots project from the guys from the Seabase. And with me joining is Perle. Perle, you are managing here everything that has to do with the Lego Mindstorm Robots. So what exactly is the plan to do here?
Well, I wouldn't say I am managing it. I do my projects and I help with others.
Normally by Herr Schmidt, the idea is to build robots with available pieces, and Lego is a good possibility to do so, because we have already pre-made motors and all things fit together, and we have gears and wheels and so on. And what we do is competition. Everybody who wants can build a robot for the sumo death match, which means it has to walk around, drive around on a table, which is marked by colors so that you can see if you are nearing the border. And you have to push your opponent across the border.
So it's the competition of robot builders that you have done several times also at the Congress in Berlin in the last year. So how many participants are joining your robot competition deathmatch this year?
So far we have about 2 candidates. We'll see. Some people are building other things. Gyroscope for a mirror to project a light somewhere. And, it's not part of the competition, but it's fun as well. And yes, we have enough parts. There was a recent shipment from Lego, and who wants to take part made itself.
So one will be the final death match. One will be the winners. Be clear.
Well, we have plans to make the final matches at 14 o'clock, 2 o'clock p.m. On Sunday.
So there's still time to build a robot, and if you are interested, then come down here in the Hack Center near the back entrance, but still inside the Hack Center. It's all from here, live from the Hack Center, back to the studio.
Thank you, Ingo. And in 5 minutes, the news with our newsman, Ian.